What is up, my dudes? This is episode number 4 of the Anything and Everything podcast with Connor, yours truly, your favorite Squidward-sounding dude. What I wanted to talk about that I've been thinking about for a couple of months now is masculinity. And what a funny and weird concept it is that we still kind of have masculinity around, why it's still prevalent in males, in human males, and you know, other species and whatnot. But this was my thought process. Masculinity is a facade. It's a front. It's peacocking. It's all for show. You know, it's all for show. And I think so much so that we're intelligent enough to realize that men, anyway, we're intelligent enough to realize, well, most men aren't intelligent, shit, to realize that we are making a conscious decision to act a certain way. We know the way that we're fucking acting. We know that we're trying to puff our chest out, flare the lats a little bit for all the other dudes to see and basically just, you know, front and, you know, when you see that dude you pull up next to and in traffic and he's like bumping his fucking music, all leaned back in his nice fucking Dodge Challenger with that backwards hat and those fucking Oakleys, you know, that's fronting. That's peacocking. That guy's insecure, you know. But what I realized is that all of it is just unnecessary now. Well, maybe not necessarily unnecessary, but let me explain. So, when I was in high school, I played high school football all 4 years. I joined the football team when I was like a freshman, 5'9", 145 pounds. I had weird fucking hair. I had glasses. I had braces. You name it, I had it. I got bullied a lot. And so I joined the football team because I was like, you know what? I don't want to get bullied anymore. I want to be scary. I don't want anyone to fuck with me anymore. You know, I can't take the bullying. And holy shit, God, was I so wrong about football. The bullying got 10 times worse. And so in order to kind of fit in and mold in with the group, or try to, or at least deal with it, I had to put on this facade of just an alpha male, you know, person that just, you know, just, I just need to put on this front so that people wouldn't mess with me, and being an alpha male, you know, and it's a conscious decision that you have to make. But it's one that you make, that you kind of decide to do, but then you just keep doing it over and over and over again, so much so that you stop thinking about it, and before you even know it, you end up like that fucking dude who's in that Challenger with his backwards hat and the fucking Oakleys and blasting his fucking music that no one wants to listen to. You know, you become that guy. But it's all a front. And when I realized this is because when I graduated high school, you know, no one's bullying me anymore. No one's seemingly coming after me anymore. No one's got my number. I don't need to be like that anymore. But I found myself, even a couple years after high school, I was still acting as if I needed to put people in their place, or I needed to be intimidating, or that I needed to protect something that wasn't even there. And I was wondering why people were asking me why I was intimidating, and or people were telling me that I was intimidating and that, like, they couldn't talk to me. And I was like, and it's weird to think that, because I'm not like that and I don't feel like that. I'm a fucking teddy bear. I'm a 6'3", 210 pound fucking teddy bear. You know, I'm not a fucking alpha male. And you guys, if there's any dudes listening to this, drop the fucking act. Stop. You know that it's all a fucking act. If you're listening to this now, you're like, this is not a fucking act, I'm an alpha bro. You're who I'm talking to, okay? Drop the fucking act. That's all I gotta say. Thanks for listening, guys.